The Garden Question is a podcast for people that love designing, building, and growing smarter gardens that work. Listen in as we talk with successful garden designers, builders, and growers, discovering their stories along with how they think, work, and grow. This is your next step in creating a beautiful, year-round, environmentally connected, low-maintenance, and healthy, thriving outdoor space. It doesn't matter if you're a beginner or an expert, there will always be something inspiring when you listen to the Garden Question podcast. Hello, I'm your host, Craig McManus. Joe Phillips is the past horticultural manager for the best preserved 19th century garden in the United States. The first planting at Hills and Dales Estate occurred in 1841 with the still growing original boxwoods. The garden estate is a horticultural testament to the three women with their families that have called it home. Today's garden stays true to the original design and each woman's contribution. Joe tells stories about how Alice Calloway loved Hills and Dales and was ahead of her time in so many ways. The horticultural staff reflects Mrs. Calloway's love every day in their care for the original garden design. You'll want to listen all the way to the end to appreciate how important historical gardens are to our future garden success. Jo earned her BSA horticultural degree from the University of Georgia. This is episode 116, Exploring Hills and Dales Garden Legacy, with Jo Phillips, an encore and remix presentation of episode 16. Jo, how would you describe Hills and Dales? That's well over 175 years of a garden being in place. That's rather amazing. Would that qualify as the oldest garden in the state? What would be the best way to describe the garden's theme? So Sarah Farrell started the garden, then Ida Calloway was the second owner with her husband, and then Alice Calloway. How did the other two Calloway ladies influence the garden? Which is a lot every day, I would think. Did Alice Calloway add to the garden, or did she pretty much try to preserve what was there? She kept the structure of the garden then. Explain what a stereoscope is for people that are in the digital age and don't have any idea what we're talking about. Explain to us the Alice filter that you use. Tell us a story about Alice Calloway and what would be a typical way she would handle things or garden or whatever, and just so we can get a sense of what type of person she was. How do you recommend a visitor experience the garden? you're not only a gardener's, you're a host of the gardens too. Do you have a favorite spot in the garden that you like to sit, or that you're a favorite view? You're planting all your herbs in the ground, or do you have some in pots? Or do you have a favorite plant in the garden? You can rank them. You can give me the top five. I'm not. Yeah. Yeah. I looked at the list of what blooms year round, and there's something blooming in the garden all the time.
Well, I knew of Hills and Dales and didn't even know that was the name. It's just driving by and seeing the front columns as a child. So I knew, I said, there's got to be something nice back there. But of course, I wasn't a, being a kid at that time, I wasn't into gardening either. So, but I never imagined all that that's there now was there. What is the most unique plant there at the garden? Yeah. I should have sent you the question. I think the spring of 2022 has been the best year for blooms. Everything has been putting on an amazing show. Sure. Good advice. Yeah. How has the garden evolved since you've been there for, what, 25 plus years? You mentioned weather challenges. What are some of the other challenges that you face as a garden staff? How did you address it? Once you've got it in a spot, you pretty much can't plant boxwood back there, right? Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. Sure. I call it punching holes in it to let the light in. Do you do that type thing? Yeah. Maybe you can train you some volunteers. Do you have volunteers? Do you use volunteers? Yeah. When the visitors come, what lessons can they learn, or should they learn, or would you suggest they learn that they could apply back to their home gardens or their home landscape? I was thinking on the lines of, with all the trees you've got, you've probably got some good examples of shade gardens. They see how you do shade gardens, and they could take that and bring it back to their garden. Maybe container gardening. Yeah. When I was growing up, caladium was just a shade plant. Yeah. What is your earliest garden memory? Do you get to participate in those? Yeah. Is that your beginning of your love affair with roses? Is that what spurred on a horticultural career? Yeah. In your professional career, who's been your biggest influencer? How did you and Alice Calloway form a relationship and you got to work for her? Yeah. Prayer's answered. Yeah. And just trusting in the Lord. What is your most valuable garden mistake? You're not gardening unless you're making mistakes, are you? What about in your own garden? And I think they've gotten worse. Yeah. I'd like for you to complete this statement. In my garden, I have. Do you have any future plans for your garden? Joe Phillips, thank you for your amazing insights into hills and dales gardening and how important historical gardens are to our future garden success. After 28 continuous years of employment with Hills and Dales Estate, Joe Phillips retired in July 2022. You can contact Hills and Dales Estate through their website, hillsanddales.org, or through their visitor center in LaGrange, Georgia. This has been Episode 116, Exploring Hills and Dales Garden Legacy with Joe Phillips, an encore and remix presentation of Episode 16. Thank you, Joe. You're awesome. The goal is that every episode is valuable and well worth your time.
please generously share the Garden Question podcast with your friends, relatives, and neighbors. Check out our website, thegardenquestion.com, for links, resources, and where you can listen to every episode again and again. You will not want to miss a weekly episode, so please subscribe to the Garden Question podcast with Craig McManus on your favorite listening app. Keep on designing, building, and growing a smarter garden that works.